Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. So glad you're with me today. So glad you're here to spend some time with me today. I am actually really looking forward to what we're going to be talking about today. And I hope that you are having a fabulous week. It's Friday and I could not be more excited for the weekend. We just had the most incredible week, VBS week. If you are local to me and have ever had or been to or experienced our Vacation Bible School at 180 Church, it is like no other. And it was just absolutely incredible. So many kids receiving Jesus for the first time. And it's just amazing. Kids are so open to the truth of God's word and how much Jesus loves them. And just seeing them excited and learning these truths that honestly, sometimes it's like, why can't adults understand this? I mean, you know, we have these messages and we really like put them down to a basic level, for the kids to be able to understand it. And then as I'm listening, I'm getting fed from it too, because it's like, man, God's word is not hard to understand. Why do us adults put so many things, so many barriers in our way to be able to understand the truth of God's word? And see, kids don't have that. They don't have, you know, their mind filled with all this other stuff. So they just so much, they just grasp onto that truth so quickly and so easily. And it was just such an amazing week. And my daughter got to help this year, which is just so crazy, because I remember dancing around on stage and doing VBS when she was in my belly. And my nephews, you know, have been coming to VBS since they were just little teeny tiny, and they were able to help this year. And man, it was such an emotional week for me in like the absolute best way. Just seeing these kids that I love so much just growing up and wanting to help and wanting to serve. And man, it was just such a good week. But I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I got hit by a Mack truck today. My body quickly reminded me this morning that I'm not as young as I once was. And thank you, Jesus, I am still young. But man, I've been dancing around and being crazy for VBS since I was like, I don't know, early 20s. And now I'm almost 40. And I'm like, good night. I am exhausted. But I'm here. And I've been pondering this word for the last few days. But honestly, this is something that I've talked a lot with my Uncle Paul about, and that we've just kind of, you know, it just kind of comes up in conversation. I love to have those conversations with my aunt and uncle. And this is why God told us that as we see the day approaching, that we should be gathering together all the more. It tells us that in Hebrews. Not forsaking the gathering as some do, but that we should be gathering all the more as we see the day approaching. And you guys know I've talked about this before, but, you know, it's like there's so many crazy things happening, and God knew that there were going to be a lot of crazy things. And it's like you need like-minded people in your life to talk to and remind you and to be with you and share. And we need that. We need that. I was just talking to somebody else the other day, and it's like, listen, I don't need you to come to church for me. What do I need you to come to church for me for? I don't need that. I'm, you know, we've never been a numbers church. You know, oh, we got to do whatever it takes just to get more people. I mean, obviously we want more people to come to our church because we know the truth of the word that God has given to 180 Church. But I want you to come to church because I know how life-changing it is. I know what my church family means to me. I know my church friends are people that I can count on. They believe like me. They want to raise their children like me. We have the same ground. We have the same foundation. Why would I not want to meet with these people and learn and grow and have these people in my life? And that church is so much more than an hour on Sunday morning. And man, if we could get Christians to understand that, it's like so many times it's like we make church like this, you know, like someone else is telling you what to do. Like you need to go to church. And it's like, I don't need to go to church to do nothing. And you're right. You don't. And I'm not even going to get off on this tangent, but somebody needs to hear this right now. You're right. You don't have to go to church. You don't. But I'm telling you, the benefit of church is so much more than just an hour on a Sunday morning. Literally. And the fact that I can sit here and say all it is an hour, hour and a half on Sunday morning. Like really, really? You can't give that to God? You really can't go for an hour and a half and give that time to God? And you know what? You're not even giving him. He's giving to you. He has put people in place and given people certain special gifts to be able to give his word so you can learn and grow and be a part of the body of Christ. And you are, once you receive Jesus, you are a part of the church. You are a part of the body of Christ. So find your place. I'm not saying you have to come to 180. But I obviously, I mean, of course I think very highly of our church. I believe that we're one of the only churches, if not, well, no, that's not true because I do know of one other church that preaches the truth and the knowledge of where we're at and what is happening in our world right now and what that means for you as a Christian. That's why it's important. That's why it's important to have a church family, have people that care for you, love you, speak truth into your life, right? That is why church is important. But we see that falling away. We're going to talk about that a little bit because we see the falling away. We see what's called the apostasy. And we're told of that the falling away would happen first before Jesus would come, that people's hearts would grow cold, that they would stop believing the doctrine that they once believed in. It's not, he wasn't talking about non-Christians falling away. What would they be falling away from? He's talking about Christians, people that know the truth of Jesus, that they are falling away from the truth. And why are they falling away from truth? I can remember a few years ago, we had some people leave our church, not for any bad reason or anything at all. It was they were moving and wonderful people, and I was heartbroken because they were my friends and I loved them, but I remember God saying to me very vividly. He said to me, "This isn't the end. There will be more people leaving." And I thought, God, I'm coming to you for comfort. I'm totally heartbroken that these people they have to move, and I'm sad, and I feel like there's going to be such a void. And Lord, I'm coming to you for comfort. And literally you are telling me that more people are going to be leaving. And I remember specifically telling my Aunt Lynn and Uncle Paul, I said, "Listen, I got to tell you this. This is what God told me. He told me this, he told me that more people are going to be leaving." And I knew that that wasn't what they wanted to hear either. But how many of us know that the truth, it doesn't matter how you feel about the truth. I'm so thankful that in that moment, God told me that truth, even though it kind of hurt me a little bit more. He told me that truth because actually when 2020 hit and COVID hit and people started falling away and stopped coming to church, and the people that I thought would never leave, they all started leaving. When that happened, every single time I was comforted by the words of my father, because I wasn't like, "Oh my gosh, what's happening? What's going on? Why is this happening?" I just kept saying, "God told me that. It's okay. I can let these people go. I don't have to be mad. I don't have to be angry. I don't have to be upset. I mean, it hurts my feelings and I feel sad that these people are choosing this and that and whatever, but God told me. He prepared me." See, that was what I needed in that moment, was truth, not comfort. And really, that I may not have felt the comfort in that moment, but how incredible that in just a short amount of time, I was quickly comforted by the truth of the words that God had spoken to me. How amazing is that? And I could look back and say, that's all right. God loves me so much that he loves me enough to tell me the truth. And eventually that truth is what kept my heart in a really hard time, right? And so I truly believe that, you know, COVID and obviously, gosh, so many other things, but, you know, people started falling away, and it was like the government and everything was trying to tell us that church wasn't essential and it wasn't important. And so I'm going to tell you what, you know, our sinful nature is always at war with our spirit that is saved and born again and knows the truth. Our flesh is always fighting with that. Our sinful nature is always fighting with that. So when you give your sinful nature an excuse to not do what is right, it will always choose the wrong. It just will, you guys. It's not, I mean, I'm not immune to it. None of us are. It's like, oh, they're telling us we can't go to church. Oh, shoot. All right, I guess we can't go to church right now. And so over time, it was just an excuse. And then that excuse snowballed. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing. And then what does Satan do? The minute you haven't stepped foot in a church for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, every time that more and more time goes past, what does that turn into? That turns into condemnation. And that condemnation just boils and keeps going and going and going. And suddenly we have the apostasy. We have the falling away. It's like, wait a minute, this isn't who you are. This isn't the doctrine that you've known. And so it's Christians falling away. And we see that happening because we can be deceived. And that's exactly what Satan does, is he tries to deceive us. And he does deceive us, because just like we always talk about, so many things that Satan throws at us to get us to stumble and falter and fall away and whatever. It's like he takes the truth, he twists it just enough to pervert it and make it a lie. And if you aren't strong enough, if you don't have the truth well enough developed within yourself and down inside of you, if you aren't careful, you will fall for the lie, because you are not grounded enough in the truth to see that that was a lie. See, one thing that is so cool that is such an amazing picture is when they teach people to spot a fake, you know, $50 bill or $100 bill, right? They have the workers study the real thing. They don't study the fake ones. Why would they need to study a fake $100 bill? No, they study the real thing, and they know it so well. I mean, they know every detail of that bill. So that way, when a false one or a fake one comes through, they immediately are like, nope, I know that's not it. That's a fake. That's fake right there, right here. They study the real so much that when the false comes, they see it and they're not deceived by it. Is that not how we should be right now? That we know the truth of God's word, that we have studied it so much. We know it so well. We know who Jesus is so well, that when this false doctrines and the doctrines of demons that is happening right now, as that comes out and as it's being pushed and forced and propagandized, as all of that is happening, we can immediately spot it and say, no, that's false. I know that's not right. Because I know the truth so well. And right now, I mean, we're in a place where, you know, side note real quick, because I want to preface the rest by saying this, you know, I feel like I've kind of, I mean, obviously you guys know I talk about end times and Jesus coming back, and I will always. And if that means I'm talking about it until the day I take my last breath, great. But I believe it with every fiber of my being that Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. And I could not be more excited about that. And it's my job, it's all of our job to continue to speak the truth, to preach the gospel, the good news, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and to point people into truth. And I've shied away, not shied away, but I feel like there are just some areas that I really haven't, you know, taken a deep dive. And I really want to start doing that, because I think it's important. It's important to dive deeper, because the world wants you afraid. They want you scared, because if they can keep you in fear, they can much more easily control you. But when you're not afraid, and when you know the truth, and when you have joy, and when you have peace that the world doesn't understand, no one and nothing can control you, because you are not searching or grasping onto anything but the truth of Jesus. Amen. So today I want us to look a little bit deeper. So when I start talking about a few things, don't get freaked out. Don't be like, oh geez, Danielle, you know, is sounding cuckoo or something. I want you guys to be serious about this, not in a fearful way. This is me shedding light on something that I think is super important. And I think, and it's not, nothing that you should be afraid of. But here's the thing. If you don't know the truth about something, it can be scary. But once you know the truth about it, then it's not scary at all. So that's why we're going to be talking about these things today. And I'm going to tell you, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 talks about how God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. There is no fear. So the spirit that lives inside of you, you are not afraid and you don't have to be afraid. So when we talk about things, that's not who you are. Literally, it's not who you are to be afraid. And so, you know, going back to the deception and things that are going on, you know, there's a lot of things coming out about AI, which I'm sure you guys have all heard and listened to and heard about and whatever. And, you know, things about UFOs and things about, lots of stuff. But my main focus today is I kind of want to talk a little bit about the AI, just a little bit, because I think how we get our news anymore, right? Like, I mean, really, who out there right now trusts the news, right? The mainstream media. I mean, if you still are trusting the mainstream media, I'm going to tell you right now to turn the TV off. Like, just stop. Turn it off. Don't. They are bought and paid for by the same company. Okay. So stop waiting for your TV to give you the answer, because they are not going to. Okay. Now, do I think that there are people out there that want to try to speak truth? Yeah, of course I do. But they are going to be censored like crazy. And so it's important for us to not put our head in the sand, just like we've been talking about. Don't put your head in the sand. Listen, you can find answers to things that you want to know about, right? And there's a lot of people out there that want to speak the truth, but they're much less than the people who are spreading the propaganda and the lies. And one thing that I think is really hard right now, even for myself, and this is where this is all stemming from for me and wanting to talk about it, is the fact that you feel like, who can I trust? How can I trust anything that I read, anything that I see? How can I trust anything anymore? How do I know that, you know, this person talking on this video, you know, is actually who they're saying that it is? We know for certain that AI has done things with famous people, and the people behind it have put out videos and as they are portraying themselves, this AI, to be someone else, and it really wasn't them. And I mean, one of them was Joe Rogan, where, I mean, they put out like a long video and it wasn't even him. That was just AI. But you could not tell the difference. You could not tell the difference. They put out a video of Putin doing a speech, and it was AI. And I'm telling you, you could not tell. You would have thought it was him right there. And that feels very like, whoa, that's kind of scary. Like, how can we trust anything? How can we try to find truth, but feel like I don't even know what to believe, who to believe? And this is where I think, I mean, in a time now more than ever, I mean, we've always should have been relying on the Holy Spirit to show us truth. But I'm telling you right now, in this age where we literally cannot tell fact from fiction, you are going to need to rely on the Holy Spirit now more than you ever have in your whole entire life. But what's so incredible about God is we don't have to search for the Holy Spirit. We don't have to conjure him up. We don't have to beg him to help us. Nothing like that. See, when we receive Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. So God is a triune being. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so when you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. He comes and lives and dwells inside of you. And you guys, I have so many scriptures. I'm never going to get through it all, and I'm probably going to have to make this two parts. But I want to try to just get through a couple things here real quick, because it's just so important. But in John 14, sorry, I want to figure out where I want to read first. It says here, let's go 26 through 27. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. This is Jesus talking. He's saying, once I go to be with the Father, he will send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And here again, it says in John 14, verse 16 through 17, it says, and I pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. The Spirit of truth. See, when we're trying to find the answers right now, when we're looking at things, and I'm not even necessarily talking about anything specific right now, I just want you to see so much, everything as a whole. See, as Christians, we should be looking at this world through the lens of us knowing that this earth is not our home. That our home is in heaven. That we need to be looking through this at the world through the lens of the return of our Jesus Christ. See, right now, you can tell the Christians that are looking for the return of Jesus and those who aren't. Do you want to know why? Because those who aren't, they just keep continuing on. They're falling into, you know, the trap and the ensnare of the wicked one who does nothing but come to kill and steal and destroy. And see, they'll fall into any of those schemes because they're really not looking at things the way that God does. It's like, oh, well, I mean, this, you know, this thing over here, it's, you know, I don't really agree with it, but I can just go along to get along. Or, you know, I don't know, you guys, name it. But the thing is when you're looking for Jesus and when you know that his return is imminent, you see everything like that is coming to the culmination. This is coming to the culmination. I see things and I see them for what they are because I know the spirit behind those evil things. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. That's the spirit of the wicked one. I see it. I know it because when I know the truth, then I can spot that wickedness. And there's so many things right now that are happening that are wicked that Christians are being sucked into and being deceived by because they are not relying on the Holy Spirit to lead them in all truth and in all wisdom. And so when they're looking for truth, if you read something and you're taking it at face value, how easily that can ensnare you and get you sucked in because you haven't searched your heart and searched the spirit and spoken to God and received the wisdom to understand, Lord, is this from you? And let me tell you right now, there's a lot of things that just blatantly, like, just absolutely, that's not God. Don't even walk that way. Don't go that way. Don't live like that. But as I believe the closer we get to the return of Jesus, if you are not leaning in to the Holy Spirit and leaning into His truth and His word and allowing Him to guide you and lead you and fill you, it is going to get harder and harder to discern fact from fiction. Because as things get closer and closer, and they are putting so many things are in place for the system of the Antichrist, as we get closer to that, the deception, it gets greater and greater. But not for you. Not for you. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, He will never let you go down a path that is not for you. See, remember Jesus, he told us, "My sheep know My voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." Do you know the voice of Jesus? Or are you ignoring it because you just want to go along to get along? Or you're just saying, this is too much for me. So I want to stay away from anything that might ruffle my feathers or anyone else's a little bit. Listen, God has called you to be courageous and bold without fear, but to have joy and peace. The world is looking right now for people that have the light. They may not know what that light is, but that light is Jesus, and He is on the inside of you. You have what everyone else needs. But when we aren't allowing the Spirit to guide us and show us, and we're just, you know, going along with our life, will you get to go to heaven when Jesus comes? Absolutely you will. Praise God. But how effective are you for the kingdom here and now, which is what Jesus has called us to? The deception grows greater, and we need to have wisdom and discernment. There's a lot of knowledge out there. There's a lot of information out there, like information overload. But we need to be asking God, Lord, give me wisdom to discern what is You and what is not. Holy Spirit, thank You that You show me truth, that You reveal and unfold the truth to me, that You show me things to come, that You speak to my heart and You let me know, Lord, is this real? Is this what I can believe? Because right now, the only thing that we are sure of is God's word. That's it. That's the only thing that we can take as absolute fact, and the fact that Jesus is coming and He's coming soon. You guys, I'm going to have to do a part two with this because I'm already running long. I'm going to do a part two because I've got so many more scriptures and I've got so much more that I want to say. But my biggest thing right now, and what I want you to grasp from today, is I know it can be scary. You're either watching the news and it's like, this is way too much. There's too much going on. But if you're like me, every day I'm excited. I want to read. I want to know. I want to see what's happening. What's going on? Because everything that I see, God has already told us about in His word. And I get excited because I know that everything is coming to a close, just the way that God prophesied, said that it would. And see, I have peace. I have joy, I have excitement, and I'm leaning into the Spirit like I never have before, because I know that I have to stay connected to Him. Otherwise, I can easily be ensnared into something that is false, something that He doesn't have for me, especially as Christians, but more importantly, as His daughter. He loves me and He loves you, and that's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. So don't take everything at face value. Don't just assume that what you're seeing is truth. Take it before the Lord. And it's not like every single thing. It's like, oh, Lord, is this right? Is this? Listen, you have a quickening in your spirit right away. How many times do you see something you're like, that something about that doesn't seem right? That's the Holy Spirit. Or you hear something and you're like, yes, that's good. I know that that's truth. That's the Holy Spirit. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit. That's how He designed this whole thing. He knew we wouldn't be smart enough to do it on our own. So He sent us the Helper. So as they're developing things and showing things and moving into an era and a time where literally everything is going to be purposeful deception, and they're literally telling us that to our face, like, we're going to have this AI and it's going to be this and it's going to be that, and it really isn't going to be real, but everyone, you know, is going to be able to see it and follow it and listen to it. You guys, that's deception. That's not God, and that's leading to a new place. And we're going to be talking about more about that next week. But right now, have joy, have peace, lean into the Holy Spirit, because I promise you, He will bring you to things and places that you never thought were possible. And when that fear wants to try to creep in, or when confusion tries to creep in, you have to remember, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And the Holy Spirit is your Helper. That He's the Spirit of truth. He will never, ever, ever lead you astray. It's important that we know His word so well that we wouldn't be deceived. And that's because He loves you and He cares about you and He wants you to be free. He wants you to be happy. He wants your life to be full. He wants you to be excited about His coming, that we're going to be with Him for eternity and we're going to be there soon. And He wants you to be so courageous and so bold and so full of Him that you can tell others about who He is and what He's done for you in your life. Amen. All right, guys, I'm way over on time. I hope that you can share this message, listen to it. And if you know someone that is feeling that fear, share this message with them also. And I pray you guys have an awesome weekend. We're going to be diving right back into even more of this next week. It's going to be awesome. I'm already excited about it. And I hope that you guys will tune in next week, and I'll see you there at That Girl.